USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With an update on the mass shooting in Gilroy, California, the number is now up to 4 dead and 15 injured, according to the Gilroy sheriff, who also has stated that the suspect was shot and killed on the scene. They also found a rifle that was used in the shooting, and that there may be one other person involved, a person that they are actively searching for at this time. The shooting occurred during a 3-day celebration featuring food, cooking competitions, and music that attracts more than 100,000 people. Brian Wallace was a vendor at the festival.
Three girls like running towards me, and they were crying, and they were just saying like, there's shootings, and like I just saw like a whole swarm of people just running, and my brother was yelling my name out. We just started running, like it was scary hearing those gunshots.
Witnesses reported confusion and panic as shots rang out at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in the city located 80 miles southeast of San Francisco. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Wanda Vasquez-Garced, Puerto Rico's Secretary of Justice, does not want to be governor of the U.S. territory. Vasquez-Garced was next in line for the job after the current leader, Ricardo Rossello, announced his resignation. According to Puerto Rico's order of succession, the Secretary of State would be next in line, but the man holding that position, Luis G. Martin Rivera, resigned on July 13th. He was one of the participants in a group chat at the heart of the scandal that led to the protests and Rossello's resignation. She said in a tweet, while the Constitution calls for her to be the governor, she hopes Rossello appoints a new Secretary of State who can then take over. Rossello's resignation goes into effect on August 2nd. Some nonprofit private organizations that don't provide critical services may be eligible for low-interest loans to recover from severe weather that hit in May. The U.S. Small Business Administration said certain nonprofits are eligible to apply for the disaster loans. Some examples of eligible organizations include food kitchens, homeless shelters, and museums. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Pelosi and Octavia Cortez have a meeting to clear the air. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
A meeting behind closed doors Friday between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez shared her thoughts on the meeting with reporters as she walked to the elevator.
It was a really positive meeting and productive.
And Pelosi had this to say.
I had some level of confidence and actually joy in seeing diversity in our caucus.
The two have disagreed over whether to start the impeachment process against the president.
Quentin Tarantino's latest flick, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, exceeded expectations this weekend, becoming the director's highest-grossing opening weekend ever. The film, set in 1969 Hollywood, stars Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Cliff here is meant to help carry the load.
Is that how you describe your job, Cliff?
What, carrying his load? That's about right.
It made over $40 million through the weekend, finishing second behind Disney's The Lion King, which brought in another $75.5 million. Sony had projected Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to bring in only about $30 million. Monica and Dean Breckenhoff, a bride and groom in Texas, got an amazing surprise on their wedding day when the recipient of their deceased son's heart showed up so they could hear the heartbeat through a stethoscope.
Colton's not here physically. But he's here.
That's been 7 years, and that's something we always wanted.
The meeting was set up by the bride's sister. Their son, Colton, passed away at age 11 in a car accident 3 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.